Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Biggie, you're not going to believe what I've done. You talk about losing my edge. We have Lisa Lanier, our official attorney, on here every week at this time.
She's right here.
She's right here. We have Lisa Lanier on the line. She's in New York. I may not have should have said that. I don't know. But she's a very high-powered businesswoman, and she's traveling in the city. And what I've done today to once again show you that I'm losing my edge, we have all these stories on the docket today, and I have the headline of each. But I forgot to print up my docket, so all I can give...
You don't have the meat.
I don't have the
meat. You just have the bones.
That's all I have. I mean, just the bare bones of it, so Lisa will have to...
So a man suing a woman, Lisa, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, lucky for you, I read these things. I deep dive into these things.
Wow. It's a good thing.
You know what that is? That's due diligence.
It's called preparation.
That's diligence.
Due diligence. I have none of that stuff.
You don't even know what day it is.
I have no idea. Yes, my God. Yesterday, I introduced this program as if it were Wednesday when it was really Thursday.
You missed it.
And that was awful. That was really awful.
How are you, Lisa?
Yes. More importantly, how are you?
I am phenomenal. I hope you guys are.
You sound great.
Should I not have said you were in New York City?
I don't care if you have in New York. No, that's God. Perfectly fine.
Thank God.
No.
Listen, let me share with you yesterday's show open, and you tell me how bad it was. Here it is. Hello and welcome to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Great to have you listening here on a Wednesday. Chris Kelly, Chris Dim. I just heard Wednesday. Now, that's Thursday, isn't it? I'm sorry. The whole day. It's totally
off. Oh, man.
And that was my worst faux pas of the week until I didn't print word one of your report. Not one thing out of this. She'll have to go to it. Listen, and we have a surprise case here. This Shannon Sharp news has been breaking the last couple of days. And Biggie says he's following it like a hawk on a rabbit. Makes me uncomfortable to even think about it. But Shannon Sharp, the well-known ESPN personality, NFL Hall of Famer, great tight end, is stepping away from ESPN now because he's being accused by a woman of sexual assault, I believe.
And she's suing him for $50 million.
Right. Now, I did hear that he was close to giving her a settlement before she went public with it. But Biggie says, and he's read more about this than I have, that he was like the dominator in sexual role play for a while. And then at some point, she stopped that and said that he's suddenly... attacked her.
They had an encounter that was not consensual.
And that she has proof of that because she has a voicemail, which he's heard, that, you know, Biggie has heard this. It's out there. And there are a lot of texts that are consensual between them. So he says, oh, that's all part of the role play. You know, so his lawyers are saying the opposite. How difficult will it be for her to win this lawsuit, Lisa? What do you think?
Well, I mean, you can certainly have a consensual sexual relationship and then, you know, it turn non-consensual and there be a sexual assault. But you have to prove it. And they are tougher cases because, you know, where does that, you know, was she clear, you know, and particularly in these role play things, where is part of the role play to resist, right? And, you know, so that's, but apparently, you know, according to her, she has proof. And there's a bunch of weird stuff that happened. You know, he, quote unquote, accidentally live streamed their sex one time
to
millions of people. And, you know, I mean, it's been a rocky, volatile relationship, and it's really just going to come down to how much proof does she have. And, you know, in these text messages, does he acknowledge, does he apologize, does he, you know, say I was out of my head or whatever? I don't know. You know, we don't know yet. I haven't seen them all, but it sounds like, you know, that there was some, he was trying to make it go away, was what I had read. I think that, you know, there were some settlement talks.
Yeah.
And then it all broke down and now it's blown up and it boils totally down to proof. Burden of proof.
I think it'll be difficult for her to prove. It may be absolutely true, but I think it'll be because of the nature of their relationship.
It's tough. It is. It is tough when you're in a consensual relationship. It's way harder than, you know, stranger situation.
I believed him when he said that was accidentally leaked because he seemed very embarrassed by that. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's on television all the time.
I'm sure it was. So, yeah, no, I don't think he would have. That would have, I mean, he's not in a position that helps him in any way.
That's what I felt, exactly. And, you know, full disclosure, I'm a Broncos fan, and he spent a good amount of his career with the Broncos. I've always been a Shannon Sharp fan. We had an issue. Chris Dim, I don't believe, was here the day this guy called. And this is a while back, but I wanted to ask you about it. He got a tattoo. He wanted to be, he was a big horror movie fan. And he actually sent a picture. He got his arm sleeved with pictures of Jason and Michael Myers mm-hmm. and Freddy mm-hmm. Krueger, you know, the whole sleeve. But then he got home and his mother saw the back of his arm and she broke down crying. And he didn't know why, because she knew he was getting the tattoo. Well, the tattoo artist, as a little gift for him to complete the sleeve, put 666 on his tricep. And his mother said, that lets the devil in the house. So she was really upset and cried about it. I feel like a tattoo artist could be sued for, you know, intentionally putting something onto somebody that they
that
didn't.
Wasn't agreed upon.
Exactly. But luckily for this guy, he thought it was real cool. So he
love
was,
it.
It was real cool.
So he was all right with it, but his mother hated it. Mm. What if a tattoo artist does that? Can you sue them over that, Lisa?
Yeah, there are potential causes of action, breach of contract, negligence, fraud, or misrepresentation. But the tattoo artist has a lot of strong defenses in these cases. Often these days, you sign a waiver and you sign a release. And it's going to depend also on the conversation or how detailed were they about what the content of the tattoo was. I mean, because if you just go in and you say, I want a horror sleeve, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Or did you actually sit down and, you know, some tattoo artists will do a complete sketch beforehand, but not all do it.
Right.
And you know, and I've got a couple tattoos. I actually even put, I put my ladybug tattoo on my Instagram this morning because I knew we were going to talk about this.
Lisa, I'm very anti.
I know you're very anti. You know, they're not prominent, but, you know, this one's on my ankle. And it's an example of one of those things because I went in wanting a tiny little ladybug on my ankle and I wasn't super clear with the guy. And I ended up with like a 2-inch ladybug on my ankle instead of a tiny little ladybug on my ankle. So, you know, we didn't do an exact drawing and all that. And so I think it's going to depend on. So I don't have a cause of action about the ladybug being bigger than I wanted it to be.
I didn't want to bring this up, but I think your ladybug is too large.
Yes, it is.
I first noticed your ladybug on March 15th, 2017, when you came into the studio.
You want me to swat at that?
You got something on you.
Right.
And I said, Lisa, I tried not to bring it up. Later you revealed you do have a ladybug tattoo.
Yes.
And you have a second tattoo. You say you have two tattoos.
I have three, actually.
You have three tattoos. It's okay. You're a grown.
Are they children? A child related about your kids?
Yeah, what are your tattoos? Ladybug. We
you know. You know. I have a star, like a North Star, and that's on my wrist, and you really don't see it because of my wristwatch, but it's kind of on the interior of my wrist. And then I have a lot of mine have to do with luck and the course of life and whatever. I have a shamrock on my derriere, so.
Yeah, Lisa. I've never seen that one.
You better not.
I've just seen the ladybug. My goodness. We had a longtime P1 listener, T-Bone, who called us once to talk about
the legend of T-Bone.
His name is on his previous wife's derriere.
My ex-wife had a property of T-Bone tattooed on her left butt cheek. We were together for almost 24 years, and I kind of get a kick out of it now. The new guys be hitting it and look down and see my name on her butt. But my new wife's got a tramp stamp with my name on her back, and I've got her name on my back, and my ex-wife stands on my back too, but it's got a big X through it.
Like branding cattle in the Old West.
That's how it has to be done, you know. That's just all there is to it.
Not to get off the legal tip here, if you will, but imagine what AI could do. You could show all the tattoos like on a person's arm. What they look like before you even begin to ink.
Oh, you're right. I bet they wind up doing that. I bet you know,
computer simulation.
I bet that is a thing in the future. That way you could see it before it happens. You're right. Lisa, have you thought about having them removed through lasers?
No. I'm actually going to get another one. My oldest child and I are going to get matching like mother-daughter tattoos.
Lisa, oh my god, this could not be worse. Can I talk you out of this? in any way? Is it
we're getting dandelions? I get the like mom tattoos, right? You know, the ladybug and the shamrock.
Oh, the dandelion.
What's, no 666 over here.
Just no, like, no. I guess if I got one, I'd get Jason's hockey mask because that's my thing. I don't know where.
Come on, you know it would be something about pickleball.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, maybe you could get a paddle on your butt.
I could get a paddle.
You need a paddle, right?
Paddle me. Too late.
Maybe I could get like an endorsement out of it too from some pickleball company.
Yeah,
if I put
exactly.
it on.
Exactly. How about this one? Is there a lawsuit here? Nobody has asked for one yet, but a family does want an apology from a funeral home. The pallbearers were taking the deceased to the grave and somehow fell into the burial hole. That's the sound of that. And then one of the family members said, well, at the very least, we want an apology.
It was just a horrible incident that happened in a bad moment. The casket laid on top of him and he was out like a light. His face was in the mud. The whole thing was trembling. It was like wobbly. It was unstable. It was all wet and soaked. I think that they should apologize. I think that there should be some reimbursement involved, being that the ceremony was interrupted. Nothing was done properly.
She's talking about the son of the deceased who was face down in the mud underneath his casket. Now, she just wants an apology and reimbursement, which I think is completely fair. If she wanted to, could she go in for a lawsuit, Lisa?
Yeah, absolutely. The family could. And juries tend to give pretty big bucks for these kind of like funeral home mishaps and burial mishaps. And I think they would end up getting because apparently what happened was that the platform that's kind of around the grave mm-hmm. was very unstable and they have to step up on it. And these were some big boys too. I posted this video
we do not size shame.
Objection.
We do not. Ms. Lanier,
they
please.
They were larger people. But,
larger Americans.
It just gets worse. It just gets worse, however I say it.
Right,
anyway,
right.
But they as soon as they stepped on this like platform thing, it started shaking and wobbling. And it's a terrible, I mean, they all just go poof, down into the grave. Oh, son's buried under the casket. I mean, it's awful.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how many people, how big the pallbearers are, though. Somebody's not pulling his weight.
Oh, that's
there's always
for sure.
one person.
Oh, God.
One side is always
that is
doing
true.
More lifting.
That is really
unfortunately,
true.
I've been on.
If you've ever carried, you know.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
That is very heavy. Yeah. You're exactly right.
The good funeral homes put it on wheels.
Yeah.
Yes.
But there are times when you have to carry it by hand, and it is not easy.
Extremely heavy.
Like from the rolling caisson or whatever.
Yes.
To the hearse.
Yeah.
That transfer is challenging.
And you never really realize how heavy it is until you've done it.
Oh, yes.
Because
exactly.
no
you've got
clue.
The person inside weighs 180 pounds. I mean, the box must weigh a ton because you're right. I mean, I had real issues. I have had real problems.
Yeah, it's surprising how heavy they are.
I know. Counsel, do you have a shamrock on your derriere? Is it true? We've been told you have a shamrock on your derriere. And you're calling these pallbearers big old boys.
Do you know if this...
Big old boys.
Yeah. Do you know, Lisa, it almost seems like there are two parties here that the family could go after. The funeral home, who, of course, arranged the burial, and then the cemetery itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the platform was installed, I think, at the cemetery. You're right, but it, probably the chain there and kind of the products liability sort of vendor chain would be that they could go after both. You know, you see these a lot where like the body pops out of the casket and things like that. You know, which seems worse to me.
Yes,
but still, people take burials very, very seriously. It's a sacred moment, and so jurors tend to. Look pretty, hard at these and give decent awards.
There you have it.
Thank you, Lisa.
Our attorney, our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, who's in New York City. She's a business
fixing
woman.
To get her next tat, maybe.
That's right. Maybe she's going down to Lucky Lou's Tattoos in New York City to get her tattoo, her latest.